time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Hey, good evening and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball tonight. That's right, an afternoon that has been filled with Benedictine College football now switches to the hardwood, and the Heart of America Athletic Conference begins tonight as the Ravens are playing host to William Penn. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering. He's been doing it all day and keeps it up. Great work, Joseph. He's back in the Carey Sports Studio. Tom Couch is here courtside. And public address announcer, he's getting the starters introduced for these two teams as it is the first day of conference play all around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Let's take a look at the starters for these two ladies' teams tonight. And then the guys' game. That's right, still more. Guys' game coming up at 7, so do not get away. For William Penn, the Lady Statesman, coming into the ball game tonight at 2-4 on the season under head coach Sean Bradford. They're going to be starting Kayla Jones, the 5'3" senior from Louisville, Kentucky. Davaya Diaz Doolin, with a hyphenated surname, the 5'8". She's a freshman from Cedar Rapids at 6 foot tall, a senior. Taylor Lawhorn, Amityville, New York native. Out of Waco, at 5'8", it's the senior, Kayla Peoples. And running out the starting five, it's Dakota Smith, 5'9", junior from Toledo, Ohio. So for Penn, Jones, Doolin, Lawhorn, Peoples, and Smith. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, head coach Chad Folsom, assistant coach Andy Connolly. Lady Ravens are going to get one of their projected starters back into the lineup, as she is apparently well enough to go now. They're going to start 5'7 freshman Owen Dieters out of Corning, Kansas. Ronnie Brueggemann, 5'8 junior from Lenexa. Out of Australia, 5'10 senior Kyla Fitzgerald. Michaela Bauman from Blair, Nebraska. She's a senior at 5'8". And into the lineup tonight at 5'11", the junior from Adel, Iowa. It'll be Nicole Stork. This will be Nicole's first game. She got injured in the last warm-up just before the season began. For Penn, one player averaging a double-figure scoring is Kayla Peoples. She is an 11-point-per-game performer for Benedictine. How good has Riley Brueggemann been? 21.2 a game. Owen Dieters averaging 11.6. Coming off the bench, Addie Kane for the Lady Ravens averages 12.2. So BC's got some things going on. All right, here we go. Coming up to the center circle, it'll be Nicole Stork stepping in for Benedictine. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it from Atchison, Kansas, women's college basketball. The ball is up. The tip is away. It'll be controlled out of pin, and Kayla Jones has it. We are underway. 10-minute basketball way up topside. BC is going to start off as a middle zone defense. The ball batted away, but couldn't get recovered. Penn couldn't control it. Works around to the side. Very patient on this initial possession of the game. Now with a wide open three, the shot is up. No good. Rebound Raven. Fitzgerald coming out with a basketball, and Benedictine will race into the forecourt, comes out on top, and for just a minute, Brueggemann was about ready to shoot, and then says, yeah, you know, I'm probably not do that, and pulls it back down. Bauman, Dieters, shot clock at 9, and a whistle and a foul off the ball, and it is going to be on pin. First foul of the ball game will belong to Dakota Smith. So the shot clock goes back to 20. We're 9:20 to play quarter one. Nobody with any points on the board yet in this women's game. BC looking around. Now we're going to get an illegal screen by Benedictine, by Michaela Bauman, and Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. So it's been kind of a little bit of a slow start for the two clubs. Each one with a possession. Neither one has gotten a shot away. Now driving coast to coast. The layup goes up. It fails, but a Raven foul. And for Benedictine, the foul is going to be on Stork. So Nicole Stork will collect her first foul of the game. And we are still not a minute in. Coming to the line, Kayla Jones. She's a 62% free throw shooter, and that one rims out no good. So Jones will earn a second free throw opportunity. We remain scoreless. Just over 9 minutes to play in the opening quarter. This free throw's good, and Penn is on the board. Up court with it. Owen, she'll dish it right side. Brueggemann drives in, feeds Stork, got defended. Stork goes up, missed the layup. Rebound, pull back down. Kayla Jones will bring it into the forecourt. Here's the thing, Kayla Jones is small. What have they got her in the book here at 5'3"? Yeah. Could be about right. Drives it up now with the left hand. Good ball handler. She's super fast, a hard hustler. Here's a left-handed driving layup that's going to be up and good for Penn. And the bucket belongs to Doolin. It is 3-0. Statesman, and the Ravens quickly down the court get fouled. Boy, these two teams are going to get in a little trouble early. We'll see how deep the benches are. Goodness is, both of them are carrying 15. The foul is going to be on Taylor Lawhorn. And as she picks up the foul, and Benedictine comes to the free throw line, the first shot bounces around a little bit, and Stork will have her first point of the game. Into the lineup for William Penn, they're going to bring Brecca Carter. Second free throw's up. It is no good. 3-1. Penn with the lead. And with the basketball, 3-1. Running shot, baseline, nope. Rebound Benedictine. Fitzgerald will sweep it down. Here comes Dieters. This will probably be as good a early season competition as the Lady Ravens have seen. Here's Bauman for three. Oh, yeah, look at that. Michaela Bauman. BC goes up 4-3. 7:48 to play in the first quarter. Not a huge crowd in here yet. They'll come. It's very early, and the outlet pass is going to go out of bounds and fielded very nicely by Coach Folsom. Still got the good hands down there. BC will bring it in, and again, it's going to be Owen Dieters up floor with it. Owen Dieters out of Corning, Kansas. Ravens all confused. Nobody knew where to be. Dieters is going to take the ball, and as she drives in, travels with it. So the Ravens a little wild in the early part of the game. Could be some first conference game jitters. We'll see how it works out as the evening progresses. Penn will have it in the backcourt. Ravens chase the basketball. Across the timeline is going to come Jones. Jones will start into the middle, cut back to the right. Long cross-court pass is going to be knocked free and stolen. Ravens will bring it into the forecourt. Down the floor, that is going to be Fitzgerald. a right-hand dribble, jumps it over to the right side of Brueggemann. She looks to the middle, can't find anybody. Right side, Bauman at the baseline, feeds across, ball kicked. So Benedictine has had pretty good success in its early games this year, moving the ball into the middle and challenging inside. Well, so far they've tried to do that here today. It hasn't gone so well. We'll see how it continues to shake out. For Benedictine, we're going to get a couple of substitutions into the game. We're going to get Kelly Stork. She'll take this shot up and miss it. Back up with it will come William Penn. Not much in the way of offense here in the first. Going on 4 minutes of the ball game. It is 4-3. And the ball's going to be lost into the corner down on the right side. Little bounce pass from Peoples, and it's going to get away. Back up with it will come Benedictine. PC in the backcourt. Stork to Stork. Looking underneath, not a lot of room. Mosier from 15, shot half deflected. They're going to call a foul on that. Didn't know if she'd gotten all ball or not, but apparently no. And the whistle is going to be on William Penn, and it will be the first foul of the game by Kayla Carmen. Free throw? No. So Diana Mosier will miss the first of a couple of free throw opportunities. Benedictine is 1 of 3 at the line. This one is good. They're 2 of 4. And BC leads by a 5-3 count. Just over 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Ball's going to be driven down. Kicked on top. The set shot 3. Wide left. Rebound tipped out. Brueggemann is going to haul it in. Here she comes. Up the floor. Goes in. Goes up. Coast to coast. Driving shot. Yes. Brueggemann with her first points of the game. It is now 7-3, Benedictine. Now dump it over to the right side. Gets it there to Smith. Smith goes baseline. Pushes in. No foul. Shot misses. But an offensive rebound. Peoples, she'll go back for a 3 and miss it. And now this time the ball is going to be lost. And the Ravens really, really look bad on that one. Here's what happens. Brueggemann and Stork collide with one another, tumble out of bounds. The Statesman player who is standing there all alone just picks up the ball, undefended, unguarded, and lays it up and in. So, a little unfortunate coincidence of both players being at the same point at the same time. Here's a shot by Stork. It's very wide to the right side, and it's going to trickle out of bounds. And we're going to get a whole bunch of substitutions into the game for both of these teams. In the early going, Benedictine is, 2 of 4 shooting the ball? Feels like it's less than that. And here's a turnover by BC. 5 minutes to play in the first. So the Lady Ravens are now 2 of 5. Penn is 2 of 7. Cross-court pass is going to be knocked free and batted out of bounds. Hattie Gross is in the game. And as the ball goes out of bounds, we're going to get our under 5 minute timeout. These two teams could both really, really use this. We're going to take a break. Joseph, 4:58 to go. Opening quarter of the opening game here tonight. Lady Ravens 7, Statesman 5.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato Olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
To catch up on the numbers a little bit, 5 minutes into the ball game, and William Penn shooting 28% of their shots, 0 for 3 from outside, and half of their free throws, 1 of 2. Benedictine, similar boat. 2 out of 5 shooting for 40%, 1 of 2 from 3, and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Ravens clinging to the 2-point lead. It is 7 to 5, and It is Statesman basketball. Out of the court for Benedictine, Gross, Bergman, Mosier, Stork, and Kane is out there. And for Benedictine, it is not Nicole Stork. It's going to be Addie Kane and Kelly Stork. Here's a three from the top. Buried it. For William Penn, the long shot knocked down by Brecca. And Brecca, oh, thank you. Brecca Carter will get her first points of the game. And Penn is in front. It is 8-7. 4:15 to go in the first. Shot from the top. Brueggemann, no. Rebound. Cleared away by Penn. Here they come. They'll bolt into the forecourt, kicking it on the right side. Havasi. She'll go in. Go up. Hit the driving shot. Coming into the ball game, Reagan Pavese, the 5'6 junior from Austin, Texas. So give her the bucket. And Benedictine out trailing 10-7. 3:45 to go into first. Ravens baseline. Gross falls away, and as she goes up with a shot, she's going to be fouled. And that foul is going to be on Pavese. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, Hattie Gross, sophomore from Frankfort, Kansas, at 5'8". So far this season, in just these few games, she is 6 of 8 at the free throw line. So hitting 80%. Free throws up and in. And Hattie has her first point of the evening. Benedictine is now going to bring Jenny Christian into the game, the 6'4" redshirt freshman from Stillwater. Second free throw is up, and it'll be also good for Hattie. And BC's back to within 1-10-9. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Penn with the basketball. Ravens are going to provide with some full court pressure. Kind of want Jeters back in the game. She and Diana Mosier doubling up the basketball, and they're going to get it across the timeline, but in the process, the foul called on Dieters. It's got to be her first. Raven team foul three, one each on Bauman, Nicole Stork, and Owen Dieters. BC spread out of zone defense, and they're going to get a handle of the ball, slap that thing out of bounds. Back in will come to William Penn. 28-foot mark across the way in front of the Raven fans over there. Carmen is going to bring it in. Kayla Carmen. Up court pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Mosier. Back again to Penn, but now with 14 on the shot clock. It'll come in. Long cross court pass now dished into the corner near the BC bench. Now rotated on top to people. She frees it to the free throw line. Cut down the right side of the lane. Reversing direction. Shot is up. Blocked away by Christian. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it is going to be Benedictine basketball. What a nice block for Benedictine. And here comes the Lady Raven offense. He's having a little trouble with the pin pressure right now. Dieters will bring it. Around the left side. BC sets the screen. They'll play it off into the middle. The turnaround from about 14 is about 12 feet long and comes up way short. But on the rebound, we're going to get another foul on William Penn. And for the Statesman, big deal, because it's going to be foul number 2 by Kayla Cartman. Ravens come to the free throw line. 7-0 time for Benedictine is Addie Kane. Addie's a 5'11" freshman out of St. Peter's, Missouri. She is Benedictine's third double-digit scorer so far this season, and her first free throw coming up off the mark just a little bit. And BC has had a lot. I think a lot. I feel like it's an awful lot of free throws. She'll miss them both. And a rebound coming out of Penn. For this early in the game, it feels like a lot of free throws. Comes out on top. Penn runs the ball club. Benedictine 2, 4, 6, 8 free throws so far. Running layup off the right side is up. It's good, but I think we're going to wave that off and have the ball be brought back inbound. So putting it back in play again, it's going to be William Pitt. People for the basketball, kicked it over to the right side, Pavese. And now she's going to travel. And BC will have it back in the corner. So, yeah, you can get the feel. You got the vibe. These two teams are playing their first conference game of the year. And as a result, get some of the bugs worked out of this. 3-point John Mosier is up and in. John Mosier right now is Benedictine's leading scorer with 4. And BC has gone back in front at 12-10. There are 2 minutes of play in the opening quarter of this women's college game. Pass comes way out on top, very near the upper right corner. Kick comes out on top. Kayla Peoples. Ball batted away, loose on the floor, saved out on top. Longhorn for Pitt. And as she drives into the lane, she'll tumble to the floor. Benedictine is going to be called for a foul, and it'll be a block on Hattie Gross. Hattie's first personal foul, Lady Raven team foul 5. And we're going to see William Penn coming to the free throw line. They trail by 2. Out of the game for Benedictine is going to be Kane, and clearing back in is going to be Stork. A couple of free throws right here. Eyeing it, sending it. No. Taylor Lawhorn misses the first one. One more free throw, and yeah. So Penn will be 2 of 4, not right at the free throw line. Benedictine is 4 of 8. And with it, a 12-11 Lady Raven lead, Benedictine is going to come into the forecourt. Over to the right side with it, looking into the middle, it's not a lot of room. Hattie Gross tries to feed inside, the pass is going to be far too short. Pulled down out of the sky, Lawhorn. Up the court with them will come William Penn. They'll burst into the forecourt. We up top side is going to be Freehill. Penn and Benedictine are using so many players. Here's a long 2-point shot up and missing. And the rebound off the floor, Brueggemann. Benedictine coming up the floor with it. Brueggemann goes in. Coast to coast. Shot up. No. Follow shot. No. Foul and the Ravens coming to the line. Opportunities for 3-point plays like that are huge, but BC unable to capitalize on it. However, it's going to be BC at the line, and coming up there, Jay Lee Christian. Free throw, no. One more Lady Raven free throw. It is up, rolls over and in. Christian will have her first point of the ball game. That foul was on, by the way, Diaz Doolin, if you're keeping your book at home. We're inside the last minute of the opening quarter. Benedictine with a 2-point lead at 13-11. Women's college basketball this evening here on CARE Radio. William Penn out of Oskaloosa, Iowa in Atchison tonight to start conference play against Benedictine. And Penn will have their topside pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Freehill comes over and kind of protects the ball, allowing it to get out of bounds off Benedictine. And Penn will be putting it in right in front of Lady Raven head coach Chad Folsom. Shot clock at 5 and 4. The shot's going to be blocked by Christian. Here comes Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to turn it back over. Here comes Penn. Down the right side. Falling away. Traveling with it. Yeah. Excellent defense in the middle for Benedictine. And we are less than a half a minute to play in the opening quarter. Shot clock off. Stork with it. Still in the backcourt, Brueggemann. Over to the right side it goes. BC up top side, 20 seconds left. Here's Owen Dieters, right-hand dribble, jumps it over to the right to Gross. Hattie goes back door. All alone, Stork misses the layup. Rebound, Benedictine, and reaching in, Penn is going to create a jump ball. Possession arrow, Lady Ravens. They're going to have it into their offensive end with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-11, Benedictine in front. In it comes. Back to Dieters. Got to watch that clock. 7. The feed to the left block. The shot off the window is too hard. A whistle, a foul, and more. BC free throws. The foul is going to be on Taylor Lawhorn for pin. It'll be her second. She'll be the second pin player with two fouls. And at the stripe, Katie Christian, who's one of two from there tonight. First one, no good. Now one of three. Points have been kind of hard to come by. 13-11 with 3 seconds left in the opening quarter. You're talking about neither team getting a 50 at this phase. The second free throw is in. There's a shot up the inbound. Not going to happen, and that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the court. First quarter of the ladies' game is in the book. It is Benedictine 14, William Penny 11.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We'll be here in Atchison, Kansas, the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on a beautiful Benedictine College campus. We're going to the second quarter of the ladies' game. It's 14-11. Lady Ravens out front. Four pin in the ball game so far. The Lady Statesmen, oh, come now. Lady Statesmen are being led in scoring by Diaz Doolin. She's got four, three for Carter, two in the ballgame for Pavese, Lawhorn, and Jones, each with one. For Benedictine. Paced it away for the Lady Ravens. 4 points for Moser. Thank you. Three games in the game so far. Michaela Bauman, two each for Christian Grossen. Brueggemann, one. Nicole Stork. Here's a quick shot. Other end. Up. No good. Rebound. Brueggemann. Ravens running it the other way. We are just moments here into the second quarter. We got a three-point shot. Launched and missed. Rebound underneath Dieters. Back door it goes. Shot up. No. And William Penn fouls. Flying through the air. Coming up with a shot. Kyla Fitzgerald for BC. The foul is going to be on Taylor Lawhorn. Is that really her out there with those fouls? This would be her third, if that's correct. Waiting for it to come up on his score, but it is three fouls for Taylor Lawhorn. Free throw here. Got it. Fitzgerald collects her first point of the ball game and pushes the Lady Raven lead to four at 15-11. Second free throw. Got them both. Fouls could be a huge factor in this game. Lawhorn with three fouls and only 1 point so far. Now the Ravens are going to steal the upcourt pass. It's going to be knocked free and stolen back. Penn will outlet down the floor on the court one time. Double team on the defense. Kicks it off on top. The drive into the lane. The one-handed runner missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Brueggemann. Here comes Benedictine. BC over to the left side, the feed in the middle, and as the Ravens try to get the ball into the hands of Caitlin, or rather Cortland Jackson, the defender reaches around her and will pick up the personal foul. Cortland is a 5'8" junior from Des Moines, Iowa. BC's going to bring it in. A minute gone in the second quarter. Left side Dieters underneath Jackson, backs in, throws it across. Here's Stork for three. Knocks it down. 3-point shot. Nicole Stork, she has four. And the Ravens have stretched quickly now to a 19-11 lead. 8:45 to go. Opening quarter. I thought for a moment maybe we're going to have a timeout called by William Penn. But instead we're going to have a foul committed by Benedictine. And it's going to be a second foul by Owen Dieters. Dieters, who has yet to score in the game, and now the ball is going to be batted away on the inbound play, but going to go straight back out of bounds, and Penn will have it again once more. Again, from the 28-foot mark on the far side, and 18, or rather, an 8:43 to go in the second quarter. 19-11. Lady Ravens in front. Penn will drive to the middle, push it off on top, right foot pivot down the right side of the lane. The kick to the corner. Benedictine defended the ball really well. He's kind of settling in a little bit now. Here's a follow-away shot from the top. It's up at two soft, and Brueggemann with perfect interior position is going to be fouled from behind. The whistle's going to be on Kayla Jones. And for Kayla, her first. And Benedictine back up court. Neither team setting the world on fire. Penn hitting 29% of their shots. Benedictine hitting 31% of theirs. Shot from the top. Up. Nope. Rebound. Going to be a jump ball. For Benedictine, the shot from the top there by Cortland Jackson. Cortland continues to look for her first point of the game. The look away pass. Here's Cortland off the assist by Brueggemann. It's good. I'm surprised still have William Penn not taking a timeout. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Benedictine by 10. Long cross court. The ball's going to be flat free. Knocked out of bounds. Back it will come Statesman. 21-11. BC will rotate back into the lineup. It's going to come Addie Keene out of St. Peter's, Missouri. Addie, 5'11". Addie comes in, again, averaging 12.2 a game for BC, so certainly a good offensive spark for this team. Driving in, going up, off the window, a little bit short, crashing in. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and it will be Benedictine basketball. 7.5 to play in the first half. Congratulations to Coach Joel Osborne and the Benedictine Football Ravens. Impressive, impressive win over Mid-America this afternoon. And the Ravens with an offensive foul coming up the floor. It's going to be on Brueggemann. Her first foul. Two fouls in a quarter now against Benedictine. Three in a quarter by the Statesman. So, yeah, Coach Osborne and his team just dominated the game. Take a statistic. They led it by a lot. And came over with the big win. They are now 10-1. Sole champions of the Conference South. And just wait to see tomorrow what the postseason is going to look like for them. Ball is going to be knocked away out of bounds. It'll be off pin. Ravens are going to bring it back in. 19 on the shot clock, 7 to go in the first half. Brueggemann, into the lane. Right-hand shot is up and off the mark. Rebound. Stork makes a kind of a wild effort at the basketball, but it's going to be well off the mark. Out of bounds. Penn basketball. Back in for the Statesman. Cortland Jackson. 6:58, 6:57, 6:56. We're zipping along here in the second quarter. Nobody putting much on the board. I'm not as certain that it's great defense. It's just offenses that aren't quite clicking right now. But they clicked right there on a three-point shot. What about that one? Launched by Kayla Peoples. That three-pointer is her first score of the game. Makes it 21-14, Lady Raven. BC with the basketball way out in front of the Statesman bench. Three-point shot, Brueggemann. Oh, yeah. Riley Brueggemann with five. 24-14 for the second time, Benedictine by 10. Lady Ravens are going to be set to bring Kelly Stork back into the game. Three-pointer from right corner. Too strong. Rebound, Brueggemann. Benedictine taking it the other way. 5:55 to go and rolling toward halftime. Brueggemann down the right side of the lane. Stops beside the free throw line. Comes out on top. Stork, the rainbow three. Very wide to the left, but that will be irrelevant as we have a whistle. And the Ravens are going to turn it over.
Okay.
Three substitutions for Coach Folsom. So as the ball gets up the floor, the Statesman will pick up these new Benedictine players. Over to the right side with it is going to be Doolin. Kenwood with it on top. Peoples, Ravens in a player defense. Now we've seen Benedictine switch defenses up a couple of times. Three-point shot, right side, rims out, no good. And a rebound up the floor. Two Ravens fight over it, and finally it's going to be secured. And Lady Ravens up the floor. Topside with it for Benedictine. Going to be Martin. Gets it to Gross. We have seen Coach Folsom use so many players. Here's a shot from underneath. Nope. Rebound on the floor. Players diving on it. Players diving on players. And it's going to be a BC foul. This is finally going to stop this and say Addie Kane collects the personal. It'll be her first. And we're going to get our under five break. Time out of the court. 4:58 to go in the opening half. And it's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 24, William Penn 14.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the Lady Ravens have taken a double-digit lead now two different times in this first half. The shooting numbers are beginning to slowly climb. Nothing too phenomenal, but right now Benedictine 6 of 19 from the floor, hitting 32% of their shots. But Penn 5 of 18 has them good for 28%. 3-point shooting, BC is 4 of 9. Penn is 2 of 7. Free throws continue to be a problem for both teams, hitting around 50%. That's it. Coming out of the timeout, it will be William Penn basketball. And walking it up the floor, Brady Statesman, take it across in front of the scorer's table, all the way down in front of the Benedictine bench, and as defenders reach in and reach in, we finally get a whistle. We're going to get a foul called, and the whistle, thank you, whistle is going to be on Martin for BC. So Lily Martin, a 5'6 freshman out of Wichita. Penn has its single-digit shot clock. Got the three to go down. Big 3-point shot by number 12, Kayla Peoples. It is her second three of the contest. 24-17, Lady Ravens. Starting toward the baseline, not a lot of room. Martin has it. Kicks it out on top, Addie Kane. Brueggemann, runner, good for two more. So Brueggemann, 2 points in the opening quarter, 5 more already here in the second. And we're 4 minutes to go, first half. Penn all the way down, inside the block, twisting, turning, trying to get release, lobs it out on top, a set shot, three for the left-handed. Shooter, no, follow up, no. Another offensive rebound, followed up, no. And this time, the Ravens are going to commit a foul, and it will be on Benedictine's Kelly Stork. Kelly's going to have her first foul tonight. And again, the Ravens have committed quite a few fouls, and they're going to have the Statesman at the free throw line. A couple of shots coming up right here. First one, no. Hits the back of the rim with a long bounce away. One more shot coming up here for Neva with a hyphenated surname, Diaz-Doolin. Look this one over. Perfect. If you get one of the two, makes it 26-7. Now, is that 17? 3:48 left, first half. Guys, game coming up after this one. Stick around. 7 o'clock tip-off anticipated for the Benedictine men. Here's Dort, goes right side. Ravens all the way to the baseline. The feed will come in the middle. And that one just went too fast. Kelly Stork did not see that one coming. Fortunately for Benedictine, Jazz Dolan had reached in and commits a foul. And the Ravens are going to get an opportunity to bring it back in and a reset of the shot clock to 20. Here's Brueggemann for three. Nope. Rebound. Statesman. 26-17. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in front. 3:15 to go and rolling along in the first half. And as Brueggemann reaches in, we're going to get a jump ball called. And a very, very frustrated William Penn, Kayla Peoples, as Brueggemann just reached in there, latched onto the ball. And Peoples tried to shake her free and get the ball back. Could not make it happen. But it will belong to William Penn on the alternate possession. The drive into the lane. Big collision. Blocking foul on Nicole Stork. So for Nicole, it'll be foul number two, as I have it here. And back to the free throw line again. We'll see William Penn. Nicole coming out of the game with that couple of fouls. And she's going to get Kyla Fitzgerald back in. Free throw, no. Rebound, Penn. 3 minutes to go. First half. Ravens lead been trimmed to six. So Penn down 26-20 and in control of the basketball. Nice step inside. 14-foot runner misses. And a rebound is going to be off the floor. BC will come down with it. Brueggemann coming up court. Good dish it over to the left side. Kelly Stewart. Back out on top. Brueggemann's three. Yeah. Tell you what, Riley Brueggemann has been shooting extremely well this entire season. Continues to shoot well here. And now a huge collision, and three players land on the floor right at midcourt across the way. And the foul is on Benedictine's Riley Brueggemann. It'll be her second foul of the game. And again, for William Penn, it's a trip to the free throw line. 29-20, Lady Ravens in front. 2 minutes and 28 to go in the first half. Kind of motion's going to come in, take Brueggemann out. At the line, little knee bend, free throw, nice. Up and in, that's Kayla Peoples. Kayla didn't score in the opening quarter, but she's making up for it here. She's hit a couple of threes, and now her first free throw and her second free throw. She makes them all look so effortless. 29-22. And before we resume, we're going to get a William Penn timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 2:28 to go. Opening half, ladies game. Ravens 29, Statesman 22.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Return to the Noah Gym. Benedictine. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. Leading at 29-22. And now the ball in the backcourt. And Benedictine will turn it over. Good break for William Penn here. As they're going to be able to put it in play at their offensive baseline. 2:23 left in the first half. Ravens by 7. Kick comes out on top. Peoples will take it. Starts right, drives left. Feeds it over to the wing. Running a little motion. Straight to the top. Three-point shot off the rim. Long rebound is going to be secured by Benedictine. Lady Ravens will race into the forecourt. Here comes Mosier. She'll drive to the middle. Draw the defense in. And the ball is batted away. It's going to be saved by the Ravens. And now BC will step on the sideline and turn it over. just getting a little wild, a little rough out there. It seems sometimes there's such a thing as trying to go too fast, trying to make a little bit too much happen. And instead of just taking a moment, taking a breath, playing your style, your game plan. Minute 45 to go in the half. Penn back with the basketball, still trailing by seven. Neither team has scored in a while. Here's a three. No, but an offensive foul away from the ball. And it's going to be on Penn. Gracia Carter. BC back up court. Still with a minute and a half to go in the first half. Moser with the ball up top side. Skips it over to the left. Kyla Fitzgerald gets it back on top to Hattie. Gross in the game. Back to Moser. Shot clock at 8, 7. Shot clock at 5. Moser double dribbles. No, whistle goes in. Shot up. No. Followed up. No. Rebound followed up. Yeah. And on the second follow shot, Benedict and able to take advantage of the 6'4" height of Jaylee Christian. She hits the bucket, draws a foul, and is coming to the line. So Jaylee Christian gets her first point of the second quarter. Matter of fact, gets her first point from the floor. Her other 2 points are on 2-4 at the free throw line. This free throw is way, way short. And a rebound cleared down by the Statesman. 31-22, Benedict and Wirt, 1 minute to go in the opening half. Ball comes out on top, Statesman. First looking to the left and then back to the right. It'll be dribbled off on top by Smith. She is heels near the center circle. Kicks it back out on top to Peoples. Peoples dribbles it high. Shoulder high dribble. Back over to the left. Shot clock at 10. Penn taking a world of time. Now the drive down the side of the lane. The running shot is up. No good. Rebound Ravens. Martin coming up with the basketball and Benedict into the forecourt. 40 seconds left in the half. Hattie Gross in front of the Statesman bench. Goes into the lane. Changes directions. Kicks the ball on top. Shot off the glass. No. Raven rebound. Followed up. No. Rebound Statesman. They have it. They lose it. They have it. It goes back to the Statesman. These two teams are just wild out here. Here's a pass back over to the left side. Shot clocks off with 18. The Penn coach on his feet. And Coach Bradford said, just get one last shot. 11 seconds. 10 to go in the half. Penn with the basketball. They'll play off the screen. Go right side to give and go back to the top. Cutting into the lane. Down the right side. Shot off the block. It's up and good. That was a well-executed play and a good way for Penn to go into the locker room. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. Women's College Basketball here on Care Radio. It's Benedict of 31, William Penn 24.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Have come out of the court. Don't forget, we've got men's college basketball coming up after this one on Care, and it will be Heart of America Athletic Conference play William Penn and Benedict. And before that, though, we're going to have a second half of the ladies' game, and before we get to intermission. Let's quickly recap how that first half shook out. First of all, for William Penn. Penn was led in scoring by Kayla Peoples with 8 points in the first half. Thanks, sir. So 8 points in the first half for Kayla Peoples. Following her, 5 for Nava Diaz-Doolin. Dakota Smith with 4. 3 in the first half for Brecca Carter. And 2 each for a couple of players, 1 each for 2 others. So pretty widely spread out. No one really running away with the scoring honors. But now for Benedictine, on the other hand, we do have a double-digit score already at halftime. And that would be who it has been all year, Riley Brugham. And she is at 10 on her way again to her average on the season of 21.2 a game. So 10 and a half for Riley Brueggemann. Then for Benedictine, it drops off, but it gets very, very balanced. How about 4 points for Kyla Fitzgerald, 4 for Nicole Stork, 4 for Jaylee Christian, and 4 for Diana Mosier. Bray would then have Michaela Bauman with 3-2 for Hattie Gross. So that is your halftime recap as the two teams are getting ready to go to the second half. Quick look at the shooting. It's really pretty even, more than you'd think by looking at the scoreboard. Benedictine, 9 of 27, 33%. Penn, 8 of 26 for 31%. Three-point shooting is what's got the Ravens their lead. Is there 5 of 11 and Penn, 3 of 10, hitting 45 and 30% respectively. Neither team is exactly setting the world on fire at the free throw line. Benedictine, 8 of 15, that is 53%. Penn is 5 of 9. Turnovers? Ravens have committed a couple of more of those, but they've offset it with a few more first-half rebounds. That's it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring in the second half live here on K Radio. Halftime of the ladies' game. With that intermission score, Benedictine 31, William Penn 24. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports studio. You know it's Hoops halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball, as we've had a fantastic afternoon of Ravens athletics. We'll be returning to the women's game as they are playing host to William Penn in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Well, coming up tomorrow, first I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen on the MSC Radio Network. On KMZA 92.1 and KLZA, that would be 101.3 Sunny FM, we will be having Kansas City Chiefs football as they are on the road at Denver. Pre-game starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Kickoff is at 3:25 over there on our sister stations. Coming up Wednesday, we'll have Mid-America Nazarene University coming to town to take on the Ravens. Tip-off is 5:30 in the evening for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7 or so. And then we will have whatever games are assigned to us as the sub-state continues. Right here, we'll find out all about that Monday or so. Anyway, I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, Dyed diesel, Clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kansas State Wildcats were in play today against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and it was a good day for the Wildcats as they had a 14-6 victory over the Cowboys. In other football scores, taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, it was Central Methodist over Missouri Valley 34-21, Peru State top Culver Stockton 42-35. Into the William Penn St. Ambrose game, it was William Penn 42 to St. Ambrose's 7. Grandview beat Clark resoundingly with a 58-0 score. In the Mid-American Nazarene Benedictine game, it was Benedictine all the way with 52 points to Mid-American Nazarene's 7. In women's basketball, right now we've got a few games that have already come to their finality. Taking a look, it was Mount Mercy over Baker, 72-67. Missouri Baptist beat Clark, 77-66. It was Grandview at 69 points to Culver Stockton's 67. Missouri Valley ladies topped Graceland 75-72. In the Peru State William Woods game, it was Peru State 71, William Woods 66. At the half in this game, we've got William Penn trailing Benedictine with the Lady Ravens at 31 to the Statesmen's 24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the weather I forecast.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Actually, let's just take a real quick look at some of the men's basketball scores. There have been games today that have been played fully. In the Missouri Baptist-Clark game, it was Missouri Baptist 82 to Clark's 74. The Baker men beat Mount Mercy with a final of 86-82 in Baker's favor. Columbia beat Park 83-75. At the half, it is currently Graceland leading Missouri Valley 71-32. In the final, Grandview Culver Stockton score was Grandview 78 to Culver Stockton's 73. Peru State is currently trailing William Woods 65-50. Again, I'll be back in just a moment with that weather eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 39 tonight under mainly clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 60 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 40. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 60s. Looking further out, 60 Wednesday, 60 Thursday, and 53 on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it's 62 degrees. It feels like 62 with the wind out of the north-northwest at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 49%. The dew point, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.82 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment or so.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producing and engineering, back at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, thanks, man. Well done, as always. Tom Kautz will be here courtside, and ladies teams are back out on the court, having gone through a little warm-up stuff. Getting ready to go to the second half. Benedictine in front in this one, 31-24. But again, it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. It's been a big day around the Hardenberg Athletic Conference. Joseph got you pretty much up to speed with how things have gone and how it's shaken out here in the early going right out of the gate. So with that all said, all right, everybody head for the respective benches. We're about ready to go with the second half. For Penn, it'll be Jones, Doolin, Lawhorn, Smith, and Peoples. For Benedictine, it'll be Brueggemann, Dieters, Fitzgerald, Bauman, Stork. Brueggemann, 16 minutes in the opening half, and Stork coming off that injury. I'm a little surprised to hear out there that much. He had 12 first half minutes. For William Penn, but I tell you what, you got some people you just got to have out on the floor, right? And for them, it is Caleb Peoples. She had 20 minutes playing time in the first half. Never, ever left the floor. Here we go. The ball comes into Benedictine. We're underway. So Lady Ravens with a basketball. Bauman in the corner, goes three, it's short. Rebound, cleared away by Penn. Jones will come up with a basketball. All 5'3" of her races into the forecourt. Two-hand push pass left side, Smith. Smith looks in the middle. Peoples out on top for three. Perfect. What a shot by Lawhorn. And Taylor will have her first field goal of the game, and it's 31-27. 9:20 to go in the first half. Feet underneath, Brueggemann for two. 33-27. Got to understand, Benedictine has led by as many as 10 two different times in this ballgame so far. Here's a set shot, three, left side, up, no, rebound, Michaela. Outlet, Brueggemann. She'll drive right, little look-away pass, Dieters three, nope. Rebound, pulled down by Penn. Peoples coming up with a basketball and races it back into the forecourt. So, Brueggemann has a dozen, and the Ravens come up with a loose basketball. BC coming back the other way. Now, what Penn does is get back down the floor quickly defensively. Brueggemann, another three. So Riley's now at 15 points. And Penn gets across the timeline, trapped up near the top, but a long pass is able to free up the basketball. 8:10 to go, third quarter. BC leading by 9, and Penn will try to work the ball down to the baseline, but a pass will escape June, and the Ravens are going to have a backhand play. Owen Dieter into the forecourt. Nicole Stork. Remember, we're now with the Stork sisters, both on the team. We'll have to kind of go to that first name a little bit more, but right now, Nicole is the only one on the floor. The lob will go to her down to the baseline. She'll feed in the middle, the dish back to the right. Bauman will go three, in and out, no. Rebound, cleared away. Here comes Penn. They'll race down the floor. People, goes, rotate, shot, off the window, short. Rebound to go down, it's going to be Owen. Dieters will take it the other way. Right now, these 10 players are just racing from one end of the floor to the other. Owen out on top. Stork passes up a three that I thought she was going to take to put the ball in the hand of Brueggemann. Here's Stork. She'll go three here. Way short. And a rebound back to Jones. Penn coming the other direction. Jones will back away for three. Got it! The 5'3" Kayla Jones will get her first field goal also. And it's 36-30. Penn hanging tough. We go inside, 7 to go in the third quarter. Second half moving along a little more briskly. Dieters will feed. Bauman will shoot and miss. Rebound Penn. I think that Michaela was not expecting the pass. I think that she thought the shot was going to go up. And then when she got it, she was a little out of kilter and a little out of position and could not hit the follow. So the Ravens are going to make some substitutions. Well, it's 6:02. That reminds me that you're tuned in to Care Radio. That's K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. Pinned with the ball in the lane. Turn shoots out the window. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. It is Kelly Stork coming up with the basketball. BC on offense. The feed to the middle. And Ravens' pass is going to be just too short. Stolen back by William Penn. Good alert defense. Here comes Jones up court. Working against Owen Dieters. First to the right, then to the left. Now Dieters kicks the ball on the attempted bounce pass. Brueggemann coming out of the ballgame, and Diana Mosier comes in. Bauman out for Benedictine, and into the lineup, Hattie Gross. Inbound pass goes into the backcourt. It's going to be stolen. Owen Dieters goes in and up. No foul called. Coach Folsom kind of lobbying the official down at the baseline, saying, oh, how can we have all that contact? There would be no foul. He didn't get out. They get kind of a real response to that inquiry. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens have the ball, leading 36-30, and as the pass goes over to the right wing, we get a whistle. It's going to be a pin foul on Diaz Doolin. So for Doolin, foul number 3, one in each quarter. Over to the left block, into the lane, twisting, turning. Kelly changes to the left hand and scores it. Kelly Stork's first points of the game, 38-30. What Penn has not done to take advantage of their good defense here so far in the second half to gain some ground is they have not scored. They keep it Benedictine to a reasonable number, but they have not scored on their own. Here's a shot from 14, a little off-balance shot that kisses the glass that goes in for Diana Mosier. So Moser with a half a dozen, and it's now 40-30 Benedictine. Back and away with the basketball. Keela Jones goes out near center circle in front of the scores table. Swings it over to Diaz Doolin. Here's Peoples with it. Off balance three. Wide to the left side, and it was a desperation shot as the shot clock was about to elapse. She had to do something, so she launches one. Now, that out of bounds came at 5:04 to play in the third quarter, so we will not get our under-five media break until the next time the ball goes dead. And now we are under five. Driving down, Bergman shot, no. Followed up, no, and there's a foul, and there's going to be two free throws, and there is going to be our timeout. We're going to take a break. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to go. We're in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball. Where it's Benedictine 40, William Penn 30.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
College basketball. Can you believe it? We're in the conference season. Can you believe it? Most of the teams in the NAIA are finished playing football. That does not include Benedictine. Final regular season game was this afternoon, and the Ravens with a dominant performance. Knock off Mid-America. Moved to 10-1, and now tomorrow we're going to find out against whom and where and when the Ravens will play in the first round of the postseason tournament. A couple of free throws coming up, and that's the first one. It is up, and it is good as it rolls around a little bit for Kelly Stork. Thanks, sir. So Kelly will hit that first free throw. Eyes this one and knocked it down also. And here we go, 42-30. This has put together now the largest lead of the day for the Lady Ravens as they go up a dozen. They've led by 10 a couple of times. Oh, a beautiful pass into the middle of the shot by Peoples is up and good. Kayla Peoples goes into double figure scoring now with 10. Bergman has come back into the game, and as she comes up floor, she's going to be body checked a couple of times, and we'll get a pin foul. Favazzi, for her, a third personal foul. On the court for Benedictine, Hattie Gross, Riley Bergman, Diana Moser, Kelly Stewart, and rounding it out for BC is going to be Addie Kane. So for the Lady Ravens, got a couple of rather tall players working in the middle. BC works it up, leading by 10. The bounce pass into a lot of traffic. The ball's rolling around. Nice save for the Ravens. 10 on the shot clock. Bergman is going to back away with it. Looks to the middle. Drives down the lane. Falling down. Goes up. And she will put the, you know, the concern for personal safety, health, and well-being up on the shelf. And she'll drive in and put up a bit of an off-balance shot that had, in all candor, pretty small opportunity to go in. But she's able to draw the foul. Gets herself at the free throw line. And now she's here for two. First one rattles down. It's good for Brueggemann. Her 16th point so far this evening. BC goes up 11, and that was perfect. Goes up 12. 44-32. Walking it up court is going to be Jones, and Kayla is just fun to watch. She is very fast and very quick. Two separate distinct attributes. She's got a both going on. The shot goes up from the right side of the lane. Won't drop. Ravens rebound it down. Bergman up the floor. Flashes over to the right side. Gross for three. Rolls out. No. Bergman with a rebound. She's going to kick it back to the top. No, she's going to keep the drone alive and then feed it Mosier. One hand push past Gross. The feed to the right block and going to get away from Kane and go out of bounds. Back it will go to William Penn. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Low scoring game, or certainly it feels like it to be at 44-32. 3.5 to go in the third. Driving all the way into the lane, drawing the defense over where the 3-point shot by Peoples is good from the right side. 3-point shot is in. We're going to take a break with Coach Bradford. K Kayla Jones. Back-to-back threes here in the third quarter. Timeout, 3:22 to go in the period. Benedictine, 44. William Penn, 35.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well into the third quarter, game has not really switched around much from what it was at halftime. It is a what now a 9-point game, 44-35. Coming out of the timeout for Penn. Looks like it's going to be same group that we had going into the break for Benedictine. It would similarly look like the same group. Raymond Page not responding for me right now, so we'll try to work our way through that. Thanks, man. Ravens on offense, leading it by 9 at 44-35. Hattie Gross will back into the lane, dumps it over to the right side, out on top, it'll go. Kane with it, underneath, hook shot way too strong. Ravens are going to rebound it back. Hattie will go three. It's online, and it is nice. What a pretty shot for Benedictine. Knocking it down. Hattie Gross, her fifth point of the game. 47-35, Lady Ravens. 2:45 to go, third. A court pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Going to come back in again once more to Penn. Penn in their traveling gold uniforms with checkerboard and numbers in navy blue. Benedict in the home white with red and black lettering and trim. All the way around left side, the ball into the lane. It's going to be picked up off the dribble, stolen by the Ravens. For BC, that was a nice defensive play by Kelly Stork. Top side, back over to Stork, on the wing to Groth. Left side of the lane, hook pass underneath. Big tree defenders all around it. Hattie could not get rid of that ball. Finally was able to try to lob it over to the side, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in with only 8 on the shot clock and Brugham into inbound. BC from their baseline. And it comes. Gross goes 3. Nah. Rebound off the floor. Hattie gets her own board. That time her shot's rejected. Oh, big defensive play by William Penn. They'll come up, fire up a quick three that misses. Rebound Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to run it back the other way. With a minute 49 and winding along here in the third. Brueggemann for 3. No. Now these teams are just shooting the basketball. Like, get it, race, shoot, go back the other way. Nobody adding any points. But this time on the effort at the rebound, we'll have a Raven foul on Hattie. So Gross picking up her second foul this evening. And Benedictine will once again make multiple substitutions. We'll pick them up here with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter. BC leading it by a dozen. It equals their largest advantage of the game so far. Penn down to the right block. The drive into the lane. The ball's got to be stripped free, stolen away. Ravens will come up with it. Benedictine very quickly back up the floor. Here's Brueggemann, right side, 14-footer. Rebound, all down by William Penn. 6-foot Taylor Lawhorn clears the board. Now the drive to Peoples, misses the running layup, gets her own rebound and dribbles it back out on top where she's going to reset the offense. A minute to go in the third. Statesman, first to the right, back to the left, running a little bit of a motion offense now, backing in, twisting, turning, underhand shot, up and under and good. Athletic maneuver for Nava. Diaz Doolin. 47-37 Ravens. 40 seconds to go. Quarter 3. From the right side, the 3. Buried What a shot from the outside for Benedictine and Kyla Fitzgerald. 50-37. Left-foot pass batted away by Michaela Bauman. Half a minute to go. Penn will bring it in. Benedictine will go zone. They'll shoot for three. Knocking it down as Peoples. Say what, she's good. We talk all the time. The barometer is, could you play for anybody else? I'm telling you, Peoples is going to start for most of the clubs in this conference. He is very good. Shot clock's off. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Bauman shot, no. Followed by Stork. Yes, it's a buzzer. Nicole Stork hits a bucket as the horn sounds, and we are through three quarters. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up. It's Benedictine 52, William Penn 40.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Hundley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Up a little bit of the math here as we go to the fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Women's high school basketball on care. The guys game coming up after this one, so don't go away. We expect them to be a 7 o'clock tip-off. And through three quarters, Ravens lead by a dozen. William Penn, patient scoring by Kayla Peoples. Keep talking about her. She's been very, very good. Leading her team 13 points for Kayla Peoples. 7 apiece for Kayla Jones and Nava Diaz-Doolin. 4-point game so far for Taylor Lahan and Dakota Smith. 3 for Brecca Carter, Pavese and Jackson each with 2. For Benedictine, how about Riley Brueggemann? This has been a great start to the season for her, averaging over 20 a night. And right now through three quarters, she's at 17. But she is the only Lady Raven at double-figure scoring. Thank you. 7 in the ball game for Hannah Fitzgerald. I got a half a dozen apiece for Diana Moser and Nicole Stork. Looking up and down, 5 for Hattie Gross, 4 for Janie Christian, and 3 for Michaela Bauman. 2 each for Kane and Kelly Stork. Ravens coming up with a steal as the beginning of the fourth quarter. Benedictine up a dozen into the fourth quarter, and they will travel with the basketball. Trying to pull it up to get a quick fast break pass across the middle, but a little too quick. With pulling it up. And here comes William Penn. They're going to need a big fourth quarter here. Baseline 3. No. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. Raven ball. It's going to be off the fingertips of Kato Lawhorn. Ravens are going to have it back in. 9.5 to play in the game. First conference game for either of these teams. It's the first conference day for any team in a conference. They're all getting started today. Way cross court, it goes over to the left side. The feed to the block, the turn by Stork, no. Rebound Peoples. She'll skip past it into the forecourt. Driving down the right side of the lane, the dump over in front of the Statesman bench. Looking to drive into the middle, there's no room there. Kayla Jackson comes back out on top. Kayla Peoples. Now the backdoor pass, the drop step, the shot is off. Rebound Benedictine. Dakota Smith tried to get one away, but couldn't make it happen. And here comes Brueggemann, left side Bauman. It's 3, it's good. Michaela Bauman with a half a dozen, 55-40. And with that shot, Benedictine has taken its largest lead of the ball game, up now 15. 8.5 to go in the game. Ball's going to be batted away, and Brueggemann, does she come up with a steal? No, they're going to save those. She does. Force a 10-second postal guarded in the backcourt. Could not get that thing up across the timeline, and it will be Benedictine basketball off the turnover. for Benedictine. It'll be put in play in the backcourt by Addie Kane. See, a lot of these names we're still learning. Certainly I am still learning. And Addie Kane is one of those. 5'11" freshman, St. Peter's, Missouri native. And a Raven shot, going to go away. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be William Penn. They could not handle the ball in the backcourt very cleanly, so ultimately was not able to have any kind of a transition into the forecourt. And you can see the frustration across the face of Coach Bradford. Raven foul. 7:56 to play in the game. And that is another foul on Nicole Stork. It'll be her third, the first fourth quarter foul for Benedictine. Here's a running shot. Nope. Rebound off the floor. Ravens coming up with it. Owen Dieter, look away pass, driving, shooting, scoring. Beautiful transition bucket. Finished by Addie Kane. And with that bucket, and now a 17-point lead, we're going to get a William Penn timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. It's 7:41 to go in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 57, William Penn 40.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
How about this afternoon? Well, not Benedictine football one, but what you can't say is the same for Alabama because Oklahoma knocks off Bama this afternoon, 23-21. Wow, how about that one? So Sooners coming up with a big W today, 57-40. Is the Lady Raven lead. Full court pressure blind by Benedictine, and Penn will get it in and into the forecourt with Kayla Jones. Kayla with a waist-high dribble, dart to the left side, pulls it up. Wanted to get a shot away, but McKenna Ballin quickly gets a hand up in front of her. She has to change that. Goes to the right side to Kayla Peoples. Now the pass into the lane, and Stork reaches in, commits a foul. It's like, I didn't do anything, but whether you do, whether you don't, you reach in, throw your arms into the middle like that, yeah, you commit a foul. It's just going to be what happens. Stork has her fourth and comes out of the game, and now we're going to get a foul on William Penn. So for Nicole Stork, four fouls. She is out. For Penn, Taylor Lawhorn will collect her fourth foul. She stays in the game for Penn, who now down 17. She's got a big hill to climb. Benedictine works the ball around to the right side. Skip pass underneath is going to be stepped in front of and knocked out of bounds. Good hustle down there for Penn. So you got that. They lost the ball way down the hallway somewhere. They go down after it. Congratulations to the Hurricanes. All right. Over North Carolina State, Miami wins it 41-7 today. No problem for them. 7 minutes to go in the ball game, and the pass comes in the middle. We're going to wave that thing off. 6:58 to go. A little disappointed that the streaming information has failed, and Benedictine trying to come up the court. It'll be a foul picked up by Addy Kane. So the Ravens with what is now, I think, a comfortable lead at 57-40 in a low-scoring business here today, 6:53 to go in the ballgame. Penn is going to put it in play. And for Coach Bradford, probably the plan will be work on some stuff. Oh, that was a pretty drive and a shot by Kayla Jones, her 9 points. 57-42. Got to work on being able to do things like that. Here's a pin foul on Kayla Carmen. It's going to be her, my third foul today. And the ball will inbound way up top side for BC. And then on the give and go back down to the baseline, it's going to be lost away and go out of play. They're trying to bring it in and then go right back to Kelly Stork. But the Ravens are going to turn it back over. Here comes Penn and Kayla Jones. 6:20 to go in the game. Clock becoming a big issue right now. Pass over to the left side near the 28-foot mark. Ravens will pin it up against the sideline. Now the feed. They'll lob it across the court. The shot from underneath hangs on the rim, and it falls in good. It hung there in balance, and finally, Kayla Carmen's able to get it to roll in. 57-44. Back-to-back bucket for Penn. Here's the feed. Left block. Falling away. Dieters. No, but a foul. Owen coming to the free throw line for BC, and the whistle is going to be on Kayla Jones. Kayla's done a nice job from the one. She picks up her second foul tonight. College basketball here on Care this evening in the NAIA. Benedictine at home in Atchison. The ladies' game going here now, and the guys' game coming up after this. The first free throw, airborne and good. Owen Dieters. Second one, it's up and good. So, 59-44, Benedictine. 10, set shot, baseline left, off the mark. Ravens rebound, pin foul. So that's going to be three fouls in the middle by William Penn. And here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens with a 15-point lead. The basketball and 5.5 minutes to go. They'll kick it over to the right side. Looking into the middle with it, it's going to be Addy Kane. Addy out on top, Michaela. Bauman into the lane, drops her shoulders in a block. Yeah. That was one of those bang-bang plays. Could have easily gone either way, but the official down to the baseline had a good view of it. He watched that very closely on the drive into the rim. It'll be the defensive foul, and Michaela coming to the line. Benedictine now 14 of 21 at the free throw line. Hits that one. And Michaela, that one has 7 tonight. William Penn is still only 5 of 9. Ravens have had a ton of free throws. Second one here is also good. 61-44. So as quickly as Penn cuts the Raven gap, scoring 4 in a row, Ravens come right back. 4 consecutive for them and push it once again to a 17-point game. Falling away, 3-point shots, a little too strong. Offensive rebound is going to be swept down and slipping and falling on the floor, and I thought maybe she just slipped, but the official down there says she got a little help slipping and calling foul. Should be Benedictine picking up the foul. And a whistle is going to be on Kelly Stork. So Kelly will have foul 2. Taylor Lahan, 1 of 2 at the line. Boy, the gym got quiet here. Free throw's not going to go. That is the first free throw for William Penn this half. Free ball! Free ball! So, for what that's worth, second one will rattle a little bit and then slide back and in. 61-45. 4:50 left. Bauman with the basketball. Ravens looking to finish this out strong. Owen Dieters back over to the right side of Brueggemann. Riley will work her way to the corner. Back to Michaela. Brueggemann back to the baseline right. Crosses underneath. And with the shot clock all the way down to four, the foul gets committed by Penn. And you're going to do that. And this was, by the way, on Kayla Carmen. You're going to commit that foul. Okay, you're going to want to try to do that not at 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. You got to do that early on. Otherwise, you get it down that low, you may as well let that time run down. Shot is going to be up a good. And Brueggemann, who did not score in the third, or excuse me, Brueggemann, who had 17 through three quarters, 18, and that one does not go in. So she's going to have to hustle to get to her game average of 22. She's at 18 right now, 4:19 to play. Out on top, little head fake, nobody buys, so she's just going to launch it. What a three by Kayla Jones, her 12th point of the game. 62-48, Benedictine. And we're at the 4 minutes to play mark. Kane with the basketball, goes to Dieters. Owen lobs it back over to Kane. Addy on the give and go underneath, gets it to spin in. Addy Kane with six. 64-48. Kane will go to the right side of the free throw line. BC is staying with their player defense. They've switched some defenses around, but Coach seems to feel pretty comfortable with this one. And now the pass on top was anticipated. Here comes Dieter. She'll go coast to coast. And a nice bit of defense down to the baseline by Kayla Jones to very deftly reach in and slap the basketball free. It rolls out of bounds. And it'll come back in again to Benedictine. But now, with only 3:20 to go in the ball game, Lady Ravens in a good spot right here, putting the ball in play. It'll be Kelly Stork with it on top. Left side, Michaela. Salmon will feed into the middle, but the ball stepped in front of his stolen away. Lawhorn, here comes Penn. William Penn is continuing to play hard. You've got to be proud of him. A leather long three. No good. Rebound, Stork. Ravens are going to have numbers on this transition. Up the floor with it. Accelerated into the lane. The 12-foot floater. It's good by Benedictine. Brueggemann. 20. 66-48 BC. 2:45 to go. Her pin is going to be Kyla Peoples. And defensively, Owen Dieter's trying to block Smith from getting around the elbow and back out on top. She's going to body check her a couple of times to pick up a personal foul. It'll be her third. And multiple substitutions again coming in for both teams. Penn has not used a ton of the bench. We've seen 11 total players come in for the Statesman. Free throw, short. Hits the front, bounces straight up, and a lot of times you see that thing kind of bounce forward, get a little nice rotation on it, pull itself in. That time, not what's going to happen. Dakota Smith sends up her second one. That one's nice. Got it right through there. 66-49. 2.5 to go. Owen Dieters makes it across the timeline. Feeds over to the edge, and as she kicks it to Brueggemann, Riley's got his toe on the sideline. She's saying, hey, the defender bumped me and caused me to step over there. The defender says, no. We're going to get a timeout. Joseph, what may well be the final break of the ball game, coming at 2:29 to play. Lady Ravens with this one well in hand. It's Benedictine 66, William Penn 49.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
We'll be right back.
great to have you along this evening. Ladies game moving along now with a little over 2 minutes of play. Guys game still coming up right after this one. Shot clock for William Penn is at 12. They'll lob it to the top where Pavese shot now. Gets the rebound. Pavese back out on top. Kicks it up here to Peoples. Kyla swings it to Dakota Smith. Plays off a screen. Shot clock back down to 8. Coast to coast. A shot up. No rebound. BC. Nice board swept down by Christians. And the Ravens are going to bring it up the floor. Jaylee Christian just is a real matchup problem for a lot of these teams. As we see her, she's got excellent height. And now, as the Ravens try to lob the ball into the middle, we're going to get a William Penn foul and spinning straight off the floor. Not looking left, not looking right. Kayla Kerman knows she just fouled out of the ball game. It'll be her fifth. Three of them have come here in the fourth quarter. Fouls out with a minute 28 to go, ending the game with 2. And Brueggemann is going to come out of the game. And so my guess is she's going to be done for the night, and we'll have, 20 this evening? First free throw for the Ravens, up and in. One more shot by Kyla Fitzgerald. Got them both. So for Kyla, 8, including 4-4 at the free throw line, 68-49. Minute 20 left. The ball's going to get away. It's going to go into the backcourt. Is that over and back, or was it touched? It was not. It's over and back. Ravens are going to get it midpoint of the forecourt. And across the way, Hattie Gross will inbound it. She'll throw it into the backcourt to Owen Dieters. A PBL connection happening right out there. Ravens go topside, Diana Moser. PBL meets Europe with that combination. Here's Christian. Nice pass. Christian shot. No, she was moving a little too quickly. Was not quite as under control as she might have wanted to have been. Shot misses. Penn comes up with a basketball. We're in the last minute of the game. William Penn has Dakota Smith. It's Dakota with an E, D-E-K-O-T-A. Long range three, no. Ravens are going to board it down. Dieters will come into the forecourt. Shot clock, game clock separated by about 12 seconds. Three-point shot, no. Rebound, Ravens are going to save it. Hattie will hook, no. Ravens are going to save it again. The shot, yes. Spinning around, Jaylee Christian hits the 2. Jaylee has 8, 70-49. Shot clock's off. Penn got to drive in. The ball's going to be stripped away by Dieters. They're not going to call a foul, and that's going to do it. Final score here in Atchison in the women's college game. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 70. William Penn, 49. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Way for the Lady Ravens to begin the 25-26 conference season in the heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine is able to take a home win over William Penn here tonight, 70-49. Recapping the scoring for you for William Penn, it was Kayla Peoples making it into double-digit scoring in spite of not scoring anything in the fourth quarter. She had 14 tonight. Kayla Jones with 9 on three-point shooting. She was really, really strong. It was 7 apiece for Naba Diaz-Doolin and Dakota Smith. 5 tonight for Lahan Carter with 3 and Pavazzi with 2. Hey, thank you. How about the Lady Ravens and Riley Brueggemann? Continues to be a scorer for this ball club. A leader on the floor at 20 points tonight for Riley Brueggemann. The only Lady Raven to break into double-digit scoring. Following her, Kyla Fitzgerald had 9 tonight. It was an 8-point game for Michaela Bauman with 6 each. Addie Kane, Diana Moser, and Jaylee Christian, and Nicole Stewart. 5 tonight for Hattie Gross. And rounding out the Ravens scoring, Kelly Stork with 2. So for Benedictine this evening, BC, 38% from the floor. Penn had 32. Ravens 38% from outside. Penn had 33. Free throws. The Ravens finally heated up a little bit late in the ballgame. Got to 70% of a respectable kind of a number, a 19 of 27. And there's one of the big differences in this game. Lady Ravens with so many free throw opportunities. Again, 19 of 27. Penn, 7 of 13 at the free throw line. The Ravens, coach will look at this a little bit. 19 turnovers. Faceman had 17 tonight. So all said and done. Good dub for the Lady Ravens. And now it'll be the guys' turn, and we'll be back here in the NOLA Gymnasium to bring you game 2 of tonight's higher college basketball doubleheader and game 3 here on Care Radio today. Thank you. Final score here this evening again in the ladies' game. Benedictine 70, William Penn 49. We'll be back with the guys' game, but right now we're kicking it back to the Care Sports Studios. Joseph's there. He is going to take such care of you. We'll be back here before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.